a shame that they actually call themselves by the name of Christ, the way they teach, the way they treat their brethren. And so it'll happen. You start biting and devouring, and you're going to eat each other up. And the leaven will be thick and heavy. Walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Seems simple enough, right? You want to not fulfill the lust of the flesh? Well, walk in the Spirit. And how do we walk in the Spirit? By faith. See, now, okay, walk in the Spirit. This is how you do it by law. I got to walk in the Spirit. So you get up in the morning thinking, you put a, maybe post a little post-it note next to your alarm clock. Maybe on your glasses or on your mirror, first thing in the morning. So the first thing you see, walk in the Spirit. And I say, okay, I will walk in the Spirit today, and by that means, I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh boy, I can't wait. So, you go out, I'm going to walk in the Spirit. And of course, the first thing that happens is something comes along that takes you out of the Spirit. So now you're like, oh, you know, I didn't do it. Or that, now that is Romans 7. Now, like I said, you can actually become a hypocrite and say, well, I did it. I just won't count that. I'll justify myself. I'm perfect. I always am. I'm already perfect. I mean, I walk in the Spirit every day. That is okay. This is how it goes by faith. It says, walk in the Spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You believe it. You believe God. He will impute it to you for righteousness. And then Sarah shall conceive. And Isaac shall be born. And what will happen? And then it will look at you and say, look at him. The word of God will make a testimony. He walks in the Spirit. He does not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is how faith works. Faith is receiving the word of God by faith. And the law, which is even this book of Galatians, there's a law here. Here's a law. This is law. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is a law. It's not a law like an Old Testament law, like a commandment. What it is, and you could make it into a commandment, because it is a command. You know, walk in the Spirit is the accusative case, in the English at least. Not accusative, imperative. Sorry, not accusative. Imperative case, which is like, get me the towel. Walk in the Spirit. It's a command. Imperative. Remember that? Grade school? I remember, whatever. Walk in the Spirit. A command. That could be a command. Okay, but it's a law in this sense. It's like, what goes up must come down. If you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's like gravity. Okay? And then you gotta say, and let me ask you, what causes you to walk in the Spirit? Is it your will? God, I really want to walk in the Spirit. So, obey me. Be there for me so I can do it. Because you can't walk in the Spirit except to be agreed. How can they walk together? Right? You can't just order the Spirit of God around saying, God, I'm going to walk in the Spirit, so let your Spirit be here. The Spirit has to be, he wants to give it to you. See, that's the thing. But, like we said, there is a certain amount of, we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. See, if you don't walk in the Spirit now, wait for it. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For to him who knocks, the door is open. All you have to do is believe all these things. And they will be done to you. And that's the thing. Don't just have faith in faith. But have faith that you can add to your faith virtue, etc., etc., etc. Oh Lord, it's so simple. But I thank the God of my Lord Jesus Christ that he has made these things simple in my eyes, because apparently to so many people it is not simple. They've missed it. I think it's because of the traditions of their fathers. They're following in the traditions of those who went before them. And they're trusting that they had learned everything. And I don't know. Sometimes it really grieves me. It makes me sad. Because I feel like Paul. It's like, these are my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Western civilization. You know? These are my kinsmen. I have great sorrow for them, because to them pertain the promises, the giving of the New Testament, the preaching of the gospel. That's where, you know, so many good things have happened. Yet they seek it not by faith, just as the Jews had in the time of old. Now, these verses now. If you've ever questioned what I say about righteousness, these verses are going to make it very clear. Verse 19. Here's some New Testament law. Now the works of the flesh are these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Period. Now, here's the thing. These are the works of the flesh. And what did he said? You know, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I mean, you will not. What is fulfilling the lust of the flesh? Well, the flesh lusts, and the way you fulfill the lust of the flesh is by doing the works of the flesh. So the flesh lusts after someone else's wife, adultery. The flesh lusts after a prostitute, fornication. The flesh lusts after masturbation, impurity. Because that was, I mean, I guess that would be the closest thing I could think of.